This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good evening, folks. It's that time of night. I'm Richard Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
And I'm David Bury.
In the background, we have Brendan, as per usual. Say hello, Brendan.
Hi.
Hi. So subdued.
So subdued. Yeah. It's Tuesday, right? You like, think it'd be a little bit more perked
wait,
up.
Wait. Are you hungry again, Brendan?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'm always hungry.
Why have you not had your dinner yet?
Because of this show.
Because of this show. You're so thoughtful. In the background, of course, we have Azizel, the intern. Say hello.
Hi.
What? What was that? Seriously, what was that? You're out of puberty already. Come on, your voice should be a little bit deeper.
Hi,
better. And in the studio with us this evening is Leng Yen. Thank you very much for joining us in the studio tonight.
Hello, hi everyone.
How are you doing tonight?
Good, good.
All good?
Yeah, all
she
good.
Brought a little friend with her.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, my teddy bear. I bring my teddy bear everywhere.
The teddy bear comes everywhere, does it?
Does the teddy bear have a name?
Little bear.
Little bear.
Yeah, I suddenly named. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Okay, folks, we're going to be with you as per usual up until 9 p.m. this evening, so make sure you don't go anywhere. And we, as usual, we have a giveaway this evening, and it's a biggie tonight. We're giving away 20 tickets to go and see a movie at TGV Pictures. Of course, it's the one at Wanatama, happening on the 24th of June. It's a movie called Love and Mercy. It's all about the Beach Boys, or rather the Beach Boys leader, Brian Wilson. So all you have to do to win a ticket is to answer this very simple question. What was the name of the Beach Boys' first album? What was the name of the Beach Boys' first album? Send your answer to 016-201-9000. Don't forget your name and your IC number. We've got 20 tickets to give away. First 20 entries will be winners.
That's a lot of tickets.
I know, right?
There.
So up until the 23rd, that's what we're doing every Tuesday and Thursday.
So is it one ticket per person or is
one
it a pair?
One ticket.
Aww.
I know, right?
So what if they want to bring their boyfriend or their partner or something?
Then they have to enter twice. Come on.
Okay.
Come on, it's not rocket science, is it? If you want to get in touch with the show this evening, do tweet us. We are at BFMTTON and
BFM Radio.
So, of course, a little bit later on, we'll be testing Leng Yen's smarts to find out how smart she is in smarty pants.
Nah.
Which she found out about, what, maybe 10 minutes ago, right?
Yeah.
A little bit worried. She's a little bit panicky, but we're all okay here. And, of course, we have news from page 2. What have you been up to today, David?
Me? I've been fed honey most of the day because I've had a sore throat throughout the day.
Right.
I think it's because of you.
Probably.
No.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, actually, yeah, so. We kiss too often. I know.
Oh. Wow.
It's a joke.
Okay.
It's a joke.
Too much information.
Well, yeah. Okay, well, we are right. We are close, you know. Right?
Yeah.
How close?
Next.
Not next. Adeline, what have you been up to today?
Nothing, just work.
Nothing, just work.
Yeah. It has been raining.
Brendan?
Gigging.
You were gigging today?
Not today, but this couple of weeks.
Oh, we're asking about today.
Today, work, la. Yeah.
As per usual.
Leng Yen, what have you been up to today?
Rolling on the bed.
Rolling on the bed. I
want that.
I want that too.
Yeah.
Anyway, folks, stay tuned. We've got some advertisements coming up. We have some music from Amy Winehouse. Please don't go anywhere. BFM 89.9. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
And I'm David Bury.
I'm Azizel.
That's our intern, of course, adding his 2 pence to the show. Thank you very much for the contribution.
What was that?
So for those folks that are listening, we have a competition giveaway this evening. We are giving away tickets to go and see Love and Mercy. It's a new movie about the Beach Boys. It's all given to us courtesy of our friends over at TGV Pictures. It's happening on the 24th of June. The movie starts at 9:15. If you want a ticket, all you got to do is SMS us on 016-201-9000. The answer to this question, what was the name of the Beach Boys' first album? What was the name of the Beach Boys' first album? Send us a message, 016-201-9000. Include your name and your IC, and of course, don't forget the answer. We have 4 winners so far, so well done. Of course, it is now time for news from page 2. I know we have some very interesting stories this evening, do we not?
Extra, extra, beat all the fire.
What's all the shouting?
What's all the shouting about, David?
Stuff.
What have you got?
All right, so in a county called Arlington in Virginia, you can now get fined up to $250 for using profanity in public.
Shh.
Don't say that.
Can't.
Exactly.
Right?
$250.
For swearing.
For swearing in public.
Wait, well, that's like Singapore.
Really?
They can charge you for swearing
I'm
in Singapore?
Saying.
No.
Then I can't go there.
See, I can't go anywhere then. Where is this again?
This is in Arlington, Virginia.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so apparently it's actually up from $100. So they used to find them anyways, but now it's double and
so,
more.
Okay, so do they have like a list of swear words? Because from what I understand, you can kind of get away with casual profanity. So like if you drop something on your toe
right.
and you say, oh, what a, yeah.
Yeah.
Dude. Then I don't think they could come around knocking on your door. Like, we heard you, sir. Do you know what I mean?
But that's my question. Like, if you wanted to report someone,
right.
how could they prove it, right?
And
unless they had the camera on and everything.
And how much of a, you know...
Well, this is just public, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you want to swear at home, I'm pretty much
that's
it's
what
fine.
I'm saying.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. It's fine.
But
yeah.
who walks around the street just, you know, throwing out... Well, to be fair, we all do, don't we?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's why I say I can't go anywhere.
But the fine is actually as expensive as the fine for public intoxication.
Oh, right.
What?
Yeah, so wow. they actually classify it together.
That's silly.
Yeah, intoxication and profanity. Both
right.
are considered class 4 misdemeanors.
So, but they've changed it from public drunkenness to intoxication now.
Yes. So
because of the sweeping reforms that are happening across the US.
Yeah,
right
I mean,
now.
Also it just, you know, encapsulates a bit more. So instead of just drinks, you also have, you know, drugs and everything mm-hmm. like that in terms of intoxication.
I don't know how I feel about that. I don't know whether or not I'd like the idea of going somewhere and then if I accidentally curse, Brendan, you'd be terrible. You'd be yes. like paying out every 2 minutes. Right? Right? You'd be broke. Yeah,
yeah.
You and me both. I mean, the only time I don't swear is when I'm on radio, which is kind of ironic, don't you think?
Quite, actually.
Yeah. Well, you're almost.
I'm what?
You're almost.
Like, almost.
Yeah.
I thought you
Your
was
name
almost.
Is sometimes a swear
it
word.
Can be can be associated with some kind of swear word. Thanks for the reminder.
No
David.
Problem.
If you want to get in touch via SMS 016-201-9000, throw us a tweet at BFM Radio or at BFM TTON. So, funnily enough, my story is about urination. But it's not quite public urination. It's private urination. It's about a fella who went into a burger bar in Scotland. And he'd had
British.
A He's not British, he's Scottish.
Oh, Scottish.
Oh, those Scots are going to come and throw up their kilts and their capers. So he goes into this burger bar and he has a wonderful burger with his family and his kids. And then he decides he needs to go pee. Mm-hmm. So he goes into the bathroom, starts to take a pee. And in the middle of him peeing, the hand dryer next to him starts blowing. And what happens is the pee
I can imagine it right now.
Gets blown all over his trousers and his shoes and his socks.
Wait, why is this the news?
Wait.
Wait.
So it's all over his left leg. And of course, if you... I'm sure, as gentlemen, we've been in a very similar position where, you know, you've had a dribble or two, you know, and you kind of go out into the public and you're like, what do I do about this? It's embarrassing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, he goes out and he complains about it on social media and his girlfriend at the time is laughing her head off because she's like, look, you look like a five-year-old boy. You've got pee on your trousers. So he comes out and he says, what am I supposed to do about this? You know, and he tweets about it. And so the restaurant have actually said, look, we're really sorry about this. We will pay for dry cleaning of your trousers. We will pay for a new pair of shoes and we will give you a year's supply of socks.
What?
Yeah, right.
Hey, that sounds like quite the deal, actually.
Right?
It is.
It's pretty good. Yeah. Socks are an expensive item.
And those are things that you just don't want to buy, but you have
right.
to. Right.
Yeah. You know, so definitely this new burger place are clearly splashing out on their customers.
Which burger place is this?
Boom, boom. I'm not going to give you the name. I'm not telling you that. But no, they've done really well. I think coming out, and they're called Handmade Burger Company, and they're in Union Square mm-hmm. in Aberdeen. But I think it's nice of them. They're actually making an effort to do something about it. You know, if it happened here, mm-hmm. they'd be like, ah, so what?
Yeah, I mean, I went to a restaurant in KL, and I bit into a part of a razor.
What?
Yeah, but I bit into the, you know, the side that's flat.
Yeah.
So I didn't get cut in anything, but I bit into it while I was eating a salad.
Oh,
and
boy.
The only thing that they said is like, we will make your, we will comp your meal. But the thing is, I was on a date. And they didn't even want to comp my date's meal. They just comped my meal.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, I would have gone crazy.
I was just like, okay.
I would make a big fuss.
More
there.
To the point, what was a razor doing in the kitchen?
Exactly.
That's the thing.
I was just talking to my date, la la la, and I went, oh. And I took it out, and it was just this razor. I just lifted my hands, I screamed out, there's a razor in my salad. And everyone just looked and went,
oh.
They changed everyone's salad at that point. But yeah, that was quite freaky.
I would have changed everyone's restaurant at that point.
Oh, boy.
So, Adeline, what do you have?
Spotify today. Spotify on. So
okay.
Spotify.
It's not Friday, though.
Yeah, it's not, but it's Tuesday today.
Yeah.
So anyway, so if you have,
See what you did there? So anyway, David.
Yeah, go ahead.
Get out of here.
I mean, everyone, most of us, we have Spotify, right?
We
and
do.
If you have seen the icon, the app, you know, Spotify has updated its app icon color to a slightly lighter shade of green. I'm not a fan of that green, by the way.
Okay.
It's an alien green.
You asked me why this was news. Why is that news?
Wait, let me finish. Okay. Hundreds have taken to Twitter to vent their frustration at the music streaming service, you know, saying that the new color makes them want to kill themselves.
What?
Yeah. So there's something about the shade of green which just isn't right. So when they updated the app.
First world problem.
So when they updated the app, so many realized that the only obvious change was just the color of the logo, nothing else. Now, so some of the tweets are. Some of the tweets that was tweeted by Spotify followers, the new color of the Spotify's app logo makes me feel kind of dizzy, to be honest. And the new Spotify icon is so ugly, I feel like they're begging me to switch to Apple Music.
Somebody, Azizel, has just passed me a tweet, actually, that says, Spotify changed their logo to a different shade of green, and I'm feeling pretty violated right now. I don't get that. Why is it such a big deal?
Yeah, seriously.
What's so big deal
Why
about
is everyone so frustrated about a
Does
color of a logo?
Does it affect you from using Spotify?
No.
The function is all the same.
Like, would it bother you at all?
I don't care.
Right, exactly. I don't care.
Yeah, I just want to roll on my bed.
Run out of the bed, push the button, the music plays, right?
Yes.
That's enough. What's the big deal?
Right? No big deal about
why are they going crazy then?
Because
why?
Of the color.
That's
I think people are just frustrated nowadays.
Big first
of everything.
Yeah, they just want to blame on everyone and everything. Yeah,
they just need to complain about something, right?
Everything.
Yeah. Right, so of course, we've got you in the studio. Tell us, what have you been up to? Where are you going next?
Back to the US.
Oh.
Yeah, back
Where
to
are you going?
Are you filming there?
Yeah, filming.
Oh.
And Mexico.
Mexico?
Ooh.
Yeah, what are you filming? S10. What are you filming?
Mexico, just for fun. But right. San Francisco and probably Palm Springs.
What are you filming?
Around LA. A new movie.
Oh.
Can you tell us anything about it?
Teaser?
Oh, not yet. Yeah.
Well, that was a tease. I'm going to go and film, but I'm not going to tell you anything about it.
So it's about me getting kidnapped.
Okay.
Not rape, just kidnapped.
Just kidnapped.
So, yeah.
When is it going to be released?
Next year.
Is it an American movie or is it like
a...
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Oh. Right.
Hollywood movie.
So let's talk about DJing then, first and foremost. I mean, that's something we're really interested in. That's one of the reasons we got you in here, of course. You're doing really, really well right now. Your crowds are huge wherever you go.
Yep.
Where's your biggest crowds right now?
I think 30,000.
30,000.
In Philippines.
Wow.
Philippines.
Yeah.
Wow.
So how exactly did you get into doing it? I mean, what were you doing before you became a DJ? Did you have an office job like everybody else?
No.
Just
part-time modeling. Yeah, Bali.
Right.
Just modeling. Not much.
So how did you get...
I have a very pathetic life. I just do whatever they say. You want to do this? I don't know, but if you pay me, I'm going to do it. Yeah.
So how did you get into DJing then? What was the idea
There's
behind
a bikini
that?
Party, and female DJ is very, very popular at that time, like... A year plus ago.
Right.
Then someone paid me 15 grand. It's like,
do the
opening.
DJ.
Yeah. So you just do an opening, half an hour DJing. I'm like, I don't know how to DJ. I'm going to pay you 15 grand. Just go get yourself some lessons. I'm like, oh, fine. Cash. Yeah, I'm going to do it, man. Just press the play button, whatever they call it.
Right.
And then after that, because since I'm a pianist, since I'm 5, so to me, music is really easy.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not a producer. I'm just a DJ. I just press button, download songs, get remakes. So actually, it's very, very easy. Anyone can DJ.
Right.
Yeah.
So how do you react to people who complain about people about DJs who say they can anybody can do it? Because there's this kind of discussion going off, right?
Actually, in fact, I do agree that everyone can DJ, but not everyone can produce.
Right.
So people like Hardwell, they're the number one. They are a producer, so they make their own music. People like me, I don't make my own music.
Which
I
you're just very clear about as well.
Yeah. I'm clear about people. Actually, people call me BJ or whatever. I don't care. I get paid.
Right.
You're not paying for my bills, so it's like, I don't give a toot.
Would you ever consider producing, though?
Actually, I'm starting to.
Really?
Yeah, I just don't want to make a big fuss. I was like, yeah, I'm stupid. I'm just like, just pay me. As long as I get my dime coming, I don't care.
So go on.
So it must be quite, I mean, you started off in Kuantan, right?
And
you've grown this big. It must be quite the process and the different, such a different feeling. Like, how do you feel now, like, knowing?
No, because ever since Kuantan, I'm a Miss Pahang, so I always get attention since I'm young.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm a full-way student, so to me, it's nothing. Whether people love me or hate me, it doesn't bother me.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah. So it went from a small crowd of people giving you attention to a giant crowd of people giving you a lot of attention.
Yeah, but the other hand, I have a giant crowd of haters as well.
Of course,
yeah.
Right. Don't, I mean,
it's fair.
And how do you combat these haters? What do you do?
I don't give a toot. Same. It's like, you like me, you don't like me, as long as I get paid, I'm good.
Right. I mean, you're very honest about it as well. I mean, so you must have had quite a bit of kind of haters in the past, and you've obviously...
A lot. Like, even me divorcing, people hate me. I'm like, what's wrong with you? You know?
Right.
Like, I do surgeries on myself. I cut myself. And people hate me for that. I'm like, what's wrong with you? I didn't chase you with some knife or start, like, stabbing you with my knife.
And so. It's your life, right?
Yeah,
so,
it's my life.
So why should they be able to tell you what to do about it?
They get edgy. It's just like they don't like the new color of Spotify.
Right.
They complain about everything and everyone. So to me, it's like, yeah, you hate your life, I love mine, so fine.
Well, that's good. I mean, so where's your next kind of DJ performance? Have you got anything lined up soon?
To Vietnam.
Oh, in Vietnam?
Hanoi.
Oh, right.
When is that? Next week.
So
this week in Kuching, and then
is it mainly kind of Southeast Asia then, or all over the place right now?
All over.
Where's the favorite place that you play?
US.
In the US.
They know music. They sing the latest music from house to trap to everything.
Right.
And Zouk, definitely Zouk Club is one of my favorite as well.
All right, we're taking a very short break. We've got some music coming up, and we'll be back asking Leng Yen a whole bunch of questions. Don't go anywhere, folks. Also, don't forget we have a competition giveaway. 016-201-9000. All you have to do is answer this very simple question. What was the name of the Beach Boys' first album? It's that time of night. We'll be right back. It's that time of night here on BFM 89.9. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
I'm David Bury.
And back we have Brendan.
Yo.
Azizul, do you want to say hello?
What's up?
See, he did it again.
What's up?
And Leng Yen, of course.
She's
sat over here. In a few minutes, we'll be asking her to take part in Smarty Pants. You all know what that is. But before that, I want to remind you that we have a giveaway. We're giving away 20 tickets tonight to go and see the movie Love and Mercy. It's a premiere, folks. It's a premiere. It's all very fancy, schmancy, and all that kind of stuff. All by our friends over at TGV Pictures. It's going to be at TGV Wanatama on the 24th of June. The movie starts at 9:15. So, all you got to do is answer this question. What was the name of the Beach Boys' first album? What was the name of the Beach Boys' first album? Send your answer to 016-201-9000. Do not forget your name and your IC, like some of you have already done. You've sent us the wonderful answer, and it's correct. I'm talking about you, last three digits, 398. Send in the answer again, and don't forget to include your name and your IC. Right, what were we doing? What were we doing?
We're just talking.
Oh, yeah, we're just talking, right?
Yeah.
We're just talking. So you were telling us that you're going to the States and you're going to Mexico and you're doing some filming and that kind of stuff. You mentioned earlier on that you were a musician as well. You're a pianist, right?
Yeah.
You've been doing it for how long? Do you still play piano?
If I have time.
If you have time.
Yeah.
Because our stalker here tells us that you used to be a pianist at the Sunway Hotel.
Yeah.
How long did you do that for? Oh, you still do it?
No, because I travel around the world for my world tour now.
So you don't get time to do that?
Yeah.
You just happily walk past now and again. So I used to work there.
Yeah.
Actually,
they have my poster there as well.
Right.
Then.
Oh.
That's nice.
Wow.
And you had a pink Hummer?
Yeah, I sold it.
So I'm
getting myself a pink baby grand piano.
A pink baby grand piano?
I'm going to custom made one by Yamaha. Yeah.
Oh,
a pink Hummer. Can you imagine that?
A pink Hummer to a pink piano?
That must have caught a few eyes around KL, right?
Yeah, on all the major newspaper and all the covers of... Yeah, car magazines.
Wasn't it a bit difficult to drive through the smaller lanes? Or would you just not go through?
No, people just stop. It's like, what the dude? Pink one. So they just stop. And I can just go anywhere I want.
Yeah, I would be scared seeing that like in my rearview mirror. I'd just be like, okay, go
to
the
side for a while.
And a chick driving it, you'd be like, I'm going to stop for that chick.
But you've been on the front of a whole bunch of magazines, right?
Yeah.
Everything, FHM and all the other big ones. Who was your favorite shoot that you worked with? Who were the favorite magazines?
Yeah, more about the same.
They're all about the same.
Yeah.
They all seem to be like that, right?
Wait.
Yeah.
It says here she opened a Mama in KL.
Yeah. I ran it for 6 years and then I went into divorce. Then I went to Taiwan.
Right. Well, which Mama is this?
Touch you sounded so Malay then.
Touch Corner.
Which Mama is this?
Touch Corner in Starbucks. Oh. Because my sister studied there. Oh. I'm very close to my sister, so okay. I might hang out with her.
Okay, okay.
That's so cool.
Right, so we have this segment now where we've got to ask you a whole bunch of questions.
Okay, oh
right.
My God.
So how this is how it works. You have 3 minutes to answer as many as you can. Mm-hmm. If you don't know the answer, just say skip.
Day.
Right?
Yeah.
Try not to take it too seriously. Some people have done, including Patrick Teo. He got 19 right.
Okay.
He was very competitive. We've also had people who have only got one question right.
Duh.
So don't worry about it, right? Don't say duh, because maybe you never know.
No, duh, as in like, I'm going to join him.
No, I think you're doing it. So here we go. It is time for this.
Smarty pants.
Okay, you ready?
Okay.
3 minutes, starting now. How many canine teeth does a normal adult have?
Do not know.
In which TV series would you find the character Jax Teller?
Do not know.
Prosecco is a sparkling wine, true or false?
True.
In which decade was China's famous terracotta army discovered?
Next.
How old is Ed Sheeran?
24.
How many sides does a parallelogram have?
4.
How many times has former US President Bill Clinton been married?
Once.
In the Harry Potter series of books, the Hogwarts Express leaves which London station?
Do not know.
In broadcasting and music, what is AMP short for?
Do not know.
The medical condition gingivitis affects which part of the body?
Teeth.
Oh, close. The Trafford Shopping Centre is in which English city?
Skip.
The 2011 film, The Hangover Part 2, is set in which country?
Bangkok? Thailand.
Sorry. Correct. Medicine, crystal, and stress are all types of what?
Do not know.
What's the most common element in the universe?
Water?
No. Which creatures are used as croquet balls in the novel Alice's Adventures in Wonderland?
Next.
What colours are on the national flag of Thailand?
Ooh, next.
Next. What's a group of lions called?
Next.
The Kaiser Chiefs are a Premier League football team in which country?
Do not know.
Which Shakespearean character said, "But soft, what light through yonder window breaks?"
Thanks.
What type of foodstuff is gelato?
Ice cream.
Pollo is Italian for which bird?
Thanks.
Which sign of the zodiac is represented by the ram?
Aries.
What type of fashion item are Mary Jane's?
Shoes.
What value is a yellow euro banknote?
Next.
Whose 1988 autobiography is called Moonwalk?
Next.
How many ribs does a human have?
24.
What is the official language of the Canadian province Quebec?
Next.
In the Star Wars series of films, Princess Leia is whose twin sister?
No idea.
Which US city is the setting for the 1987 film RoboCop?
Next.
And how many months of the year have only 30 days?
4?
Correct. Right, that's it. We have to take a very short break. We'll be back to tell you how well you've done just after these messages. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
I'm David Bury.
In the background, we have Brendan. Say hello, Brendan.
Yo.
Azizel, do you want to try that again? All right, there we go.
Hi.
Much better.
Hi.
He just and Leng Yen, of course.
Hello.
So just before the break, we took part in Smarty Pants, and we should probably find out which questions she got wrong first.
Yes.
Let's go through a few of those.
The medical condition for gingivitis affects which part of the body? Gums. What colours are on the national flag of Thailand? That's red, white, and blue. Polo is Italian for which bird? Chicken. What value is a yellow euro banknote? 200 euros. And finally, what is the official language of the Canadian province Quebec? That would be French.
Quebec.
Is it polo or boyo?
Polo.
Are you sure? Boyo.
No, not sure. Anyway, drum roll.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Ling Yen's got 10 points.
Not bad at all. Still beat Shankar Santaram. Still beat Ezra Zaid. You're not doing too bad at all.
No, thank you.
Thank you very much for joining us on the show this evening.
Thank you.
It's been an absolute pleasure. But before we do that, I have to tell everybody that we have 10 winners so far. We've got 20 tickets to give away, and we only have 10 entries. What is wrong with you people? All you got to do... Sorry, 11, I've been told. All you got to do is send one SMS to 016... 016-201-9000. Tell us the correct answer to this question. What was the name of the Beach Boys' first album? Don't forget to include your name and your IC
numbers.
You can
send in as many entries as you want.
Yeah, well, yes, you can. We'll give them away, right?
Yeah.
We'll give them away. Please, send an entry. Anyway, do send us a tweet if you want to, just before the end of the show. We are at BFM Radio or at BFM TTON. And it is now time for our facts. David, what
I
you
went
got?
First yesterday.
Well, you can go first again today.
All right.
Don't be so argumentative.
Go on.
Every year, Louis Vuitton burns all their leftover handbags and accessories to preserve the high-class nature of the brand and its value.
Oh, no.
Yep.
I wonder where they have those little fires.
I know, right? I was thinking the same thing.
Right? Tell me. Is, right? Tell me.
We could just run over there with a hose pipe. You know, yeah. We could save a few, surely.
Well, David's the first guy who actually pronounced Louis Vuitton correctly.
Okay.
I can't be the first guy to
pronounce
it correctly.
No, I'm pretty sure. Right.
Well, a lot of people can't pronounce it.
What did they say?
Louis Vuitton.
Louis Vuitton.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, what's your fact today?
Oh, mine. It's about, wealthy Russians hire fake ambulance to beat Moscow's traffic.
I like that.
Well,
like
these that aren't, and these aren't just ordinary ambulances, because they've been cleverly fitted with fancy and luxurious interiors so that the passengers can eat caviar and sip champagne while they blow through traffic with lights and sirens blazing.
Hold on a minute. They're in an ambulance.
Yes, correct.
And they're eating caviar.
Fake ambulance.
Are they actually on the way to the hospital, or they're just pretending to?
Pretending.
Is this legal?
No, absolutely not. But it's the same thing they do when they want to go and have coffee here, right?
Ooh. Well, this is only wealthy Russians, okay?
Wealthy Russians. Oligarchs. Yeah. All that kind of stuff. I know a fella called oligarch. Anyway, my fact this evening is, though, that even though the Hindenburg was inflated with 7 million cubic feet of highly flammable hydrogen gas, it still had a smoking room.
Did it?
It did. Now, wow. You'd think they might have learned, right?
Yeah.
Right. No.
Okay.
Right. Right, folks, wrap up for the evening. Say goodnight, everybody.
Good night.
Thank you for joining us, Lingyan.
Thank you.
We'll be back, of course, tomorrow with
Sean Guzzi.
And stay tuned for tonight. We have a bit of culture coming up right after this show. Good night, folks.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.